Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Her team has come out and said publicly, look, we do not own the issues at the border. We are not managing the issues at the border. This is for the Secretary Secretary of Homeland Security. This is for the people on the NSC who are dealing explicitly with this issue in the Southwest United States.
That's a foist.
That was a foist.
My man.
Look at you.
You did it.
How about that?
And the Vice President is going to be dealing exclusively with diplomacy, and this is why she's making this trip.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They don't want this analysis done. They think it will reflect poorly on, you know, their spreading of this big lie about election fraud.
I think we'll know everything we need to know. We were all witnesses. We were right there when it happened. And I simply think the commission is not necessary.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We have a new t-shirt, follow the science, ditch the masks t-shirt. And so we've already got a complaint here, Taylor, from 603. Why can't you make medium-sized t-shirts, you cheap bastard? Not everyone is a large or XXL.
Well, you're not trying hard enough. Come up here. We've got some Kowloon. We'll help you out.
Large or XXL. I think we have XLs are available, too. It doesn't go from L to XXL. And incidentally, the reason why we don't have any mediums or smalls, you want to go into the back room where Grace's sister works? There, we have about a million small t-shirts left, going back to the days of proud to be a deplorable, right? We can't get rid of them. I mean, I'm telling you. There are very few small people left, at least in our listening audience.
So take that up with the mailroom manager.
So there were.
She said only large through XXL.
I tend to agree. Maybe a handful of medians, but I can understand. Sorry about that, 603. Let me, as they always say when you go to a store, right? Get the L. It'll shrink. Right? How many times have you heard that? It'll shrink. Or if it's, I don't know, this is a little tight. What if I put it in the washing machine? It won't shrink. Whatever it takes to close the sale. Correct? Time now for the Chump Line.
If you're vaccinated and you know it, take your mask off. If you're vaccinated and you know it, take your mask off. If you're vaccinated and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're vaccinated and you know it, take that friggin' mask off.
I couldn't agree with you more, but don't try that around Home Goods or you'll get the bum's rush.
Joe Biden holding an ice cream cone is the media's kryptonite. They become powerless to ask him about anything else.
Well, I guess that's why he mentioned ice cream before he even began his speech about an hour ago in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He mentioned that he was going to get some ice cream for the little girls. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week announcing a rare opportunity for a skilled graphic audience. A skilled graphic artist to join our overworked and underappreciated marketing team. Yes, you too can be part of the team responsible for delivering the Matthews Brothers message throughout New England. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com. MatthewsBrothers.com.
I just had to make sure the two girls got ice cream when this was over. Imagine how excited you'd be when you're four, five, almost 5 years old, come into here. A president speak. My Lord. In my faith, we call that purgatory.
He didn't say president. He said precedent.
Precedent. And what? When are they going? Mr. President.
Mr. President. A president speak.
Precedent. Mr. President, what kind of ice cream did you get them?
This is Charlie Parker calling. I've been reading a lot of scripture lately. They say he rose on the third day. This is the third day for COVID. So put on your masks and close the restaurants.
Wouldn't he love to close the restaurants? Wouldn't he love to? That's what he lives for.
You think he's in Vegas placing bets on variants?
I saw some...
Come on, COVID-24.
I saw some scare headline and on the New York Post website, of all things, about some new scary COVID variant, mutant. But, I mean, you know, when you've read that same headline about 100-150 times, it kind of loses its effect. It's like the little boy crying wolf.
I'll take the Brazilian variant to show, please.
Lil Loaded is no longer an aspiring rapper. He's an expired rapper.
Yes, he is. And our condolences once again to Mrs. Loaded and the entire Loaded family.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Will DaBaby be singing at the funeral, or if he can make bail down in Miami Beach?
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. Now that COVID is taking a sabbatical, we need to focus on the TCI. I get a text from a friend of mine who's no fan of most of what I've done. He was texting me from the hospital during a moment when he wasn't on a machine. And he said, Charlie, I wouldn't be on this breathing machine if we had just followed the science and passed the TCI gas tax.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't been paying much attention to the TCI, the Transportation Climate Initiative, it was supposed to involve 13 states. They were, you know, when your parents said that, you know, you wanted to do something, they'd say, if Jimmy jumped off a cliff, would you jump off the cliff? Well, these were the 13 states. They were all going to jump off the cliff together and double or triple the gasoline tax to fight global warming, i.e. just to pay their hacks off, give themselves big pay raises and make billions of dollars more. So the 13 states got together and they all held hands. And then everyone dropped their hands, except for Massachusetts, which jumped off the cliff.
Coming to an airport near you soon. COVID Krishna, Krishna Krishna, COVID Krishna.
There's a guy from the 1970s. Nobody knows the Hare Krishna jingle since the 1970s when they disappeared off the common and out of the airports and all those other great places.
Hey, Howie, I'll be able to read the Dr. Fauci book for the rest of my life and never get bored with it because the story will always change.
Yeah, you know, sometimes like on my books, you know, when they captured Whitey, would put out a new edition and say, new edition, and then Whitey gets murdered. Another new edition. He gets captured and then he gets murdered and convicted and then he gets murdered. You'll never have to worry about that with Fauci because it'll just change from day to day. That's the way the book will be.
Dr. Fauci's book being published by Mad Libs.
I'm telling you, I wish I knew what the advance is. I'll bet you it's got to be in the millions, though. It's as if he doesn't have enough money. You know, he's been on the feeding. He's had his snout in the public trough for 53 years. 50. No bulger ever matched that. It's amazing. And now he's going to get millions of dollars more going out the door.
So a meat packer was the latest victim of ransomware. I see not gas lines, but meat lines at the supermarket.
I love meat, but I can deal with a meat line more than I can deal with a gas line.
COVID, the gift from China that keeps on giving.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But you can't say that.
Here at Mayor, we can't just stop with the mask mandate. Everyone, we also have to get rid of the trouser mandate. Everyone, my brother put a man on the moon. Everyone, and I should be able to moon in the pub.
Ted Kennedy. Sans culotte. down at his Palm Beach mansion, comfortably numb by the sea.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends, as long as the hours are 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that is. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear more Chump Line messages, you can stay tuned for Chopped Chumps. Those are the extra messages. They are posted every evening around 7 o'clock. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week announcing a rare opportunity for a skilled graphic artist to join our overworked and underappreciated marketing team. Yes, you too can be part of the team responsible for delivering the Matthews Brothers message throughout New England. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com.
Coming to an airport near you soon. COVID Krishna, Krishna Krishna, COVID, COVID, COVID Krishna.
Oh man, that brings back a lot of memories. Back to UNC college days. But I think I saw more of them on the common than I ever saw at UNC. And they were at every airport in the 70s. If you went into there were two Piper Cubs outside of the place, there would be three Hare Krishnas in the terminal singing. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car, would you? So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 35 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 1-800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
I challenge you, find today, and you turn on the stations, sit on one station for 2 hours, and I don't know how many commercials you'll see, lay 8 to 5. 2 to 3 out of 5 have mixed race couples in them. That's not by accident. They're selling soap, man. Not a joke.
What the hell is he talking about? I have no idea what he's talking about. To play the cut about black entrepreneurs. There's an old phrase. I forget who said it first. The soft bigotry of low expectations. This is today's example of the soft bigotry of low expectations by Joe Racial Jungle Biden.
The data shows young black entrepreneurs are just as capable of succeeding given the chance as white entrepreneurs are. But they don't have lawyers. They don't have They don't have accountants.
Byron Allen, the guy who owns the Weather Channel, he doesn't have any accountants or lawyers. Robert Johnson, who owns BET, he doesn't have any, or owned BET before he sold it. He doesn't have any accountants or lawyers.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
That was just that what he just said about the black entrepreneurs. That was just a version of what he said about the black kids. Just as talented as white kids. Then he starts yelling too. That just goes on. You've heard that before. We'll play some more cuts if we can get some more. Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should natural gas be outlawed in new construction?
That's a front page story today in the Wall Street Journal. It's not a it's not a speculative piece. It's happening in all of the woke communities. No, it shouldn't.
97% say no.
All right. Linda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I've been shopping because the weather was so horrible this weekend at every Home Goods and TJ Maxx from Woburn to Cambridge, Lexington, and I was prepared to leave if they required a mask. And every time I went in, the greeter would say, do you have a mask? Because I didn't wear one. And she goes, I said, no. She said, do you need one? I'm there, no. She said, well, we have the policy of the stores that you wear a mask. And in every store, I said, and I was prepared to leave, but not without speaking to a manager. So I called the manager, and the manager comes over. I go, I'll be happy to leave, but I'm not putting a mask on. And she said, oh, you don't have to. You can shop. And I just left a phone.
So in other words, obeying the corporate policy and making your weekend sales numbers or your monthly sales numbers, that topped it. I that's good to know, Linda.
Yeah. I mean, I was the only one in the store without a mask. And just for your information, Whole Foods that does it, I mean, they let you in. They don't say, company policies that you wear a mask. And I don't have to speak to a manager in Whole Foods. But I'm still the only one. I was the only one in Whole Foods without a mask. And I was the only one in every Home Goods I went to and TJ Maxx. And I asked the manager this last trip. I said, can you convey that to the greeter? And she said, well, we can't. The managers they have to call the manager. But so you can shop. Just have to ask for a manager.
I haven't been to Home Goods for a while, and these conversations and these texts this afternoon, they assure I'm not going to be going in anytime soon. But then on the other hand, I don't need one of those snow things that you shake up with the little thing, and then the snow comes down and the little glass thing. I got one of those. I don't need to replace it, especially now that the dog is gone and won't knock it off the thing. Anyway, listen, here's a great, now on the other side of the situation is a place called Fiddleheads Cafe in Mendocino, California. He's got a sign posted in his window that says $5 fee added to orders placed while wearing a face mask. I love this guy. This is in Mendocino, California. I think there's a mental institution in Mendocino, isn't there? Mendocino. That's the Sir Douglas Quintet. Can't believe Taylor had never heard of the Sir Douglas Quintet until I mentioned it today. Also, that was their follow-up to She's About a Mover. I don't force anyone to pay, said owner Chris Castleman. I give them the freedom of choice, which seems to be a foreign concept in these parts of the country. Many parts of the country, Chris. Many parts. Another sign posted at the restaurant in April read, throw your masks in our trash bin and receive 50% off your order. Why doesn't he open up a place around here? Another Fiddleheads Cafe. Yet another sign has since been removed from the restaurant, which read, Get your free COVID-19 vaccination card here. Alongside that message was a photo, a copy of what appeared to be an official COVID-19 vaccination record card. He's trying to muscle in on my Honest Howie's vaccine card bracket. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us. You know, as the mask mandates have ended around the country, they're still in effect in some places, including New Jersey. But, you know, we've all speculated, why are these people continuing to wear masks? And how does it break down? I mean, it just ended on Saturday in Massachusetts. And, you know, it seems like in the higher income suburbs, there are more people still wearing masks than in the working class, blue collar type places where people have been out that didn't get to stay home for 15 months. It's just there are all kinds of theories on what's going on here and how the population has been divided here, how some people have succumbed to fear and others haven't. And there's another theory that I read here today for the first time, and it's Dr. Brian Judeth, and he's an ophthalmologist from Colorado. We've had him on before, and he has a great column in the American Thinker today. And I put it on Howie's homework. You can just go to our website and check out Howie's homework, and there's a link to it. Stockholm Syndrome over mask wearing. And I'd even thought about that, but you know, I think he may be onto something. Dr. Judeth, thanks for being with us here again on the Howie Carr Show. In case some people aren't familiar with Stockholm Syndrome, tell us exactly what you're referring to here.
Hey, Howie. Stockholm Syndrome is based on the situation in Stockholm, Sweden, a number of years ago, where a bank robber held a number of hostages. And over time, rather quickly, the hostages came to identify with and actually like their captors.
And you suggested in there that people like Dr. Fauci is basically a captor. And some of these you live in Colorado, like Mayor Hancock, I think his name is. You know, he kept everybody captive and then flew off. To last Thanksgiving, right? I mean,
sure. It's the Dr. Fauci's, it's the Dr. Burks, it's the governors, Cuomo and Newsom and Whitmer, these people that are keeping their citizens captive, and they're in essence like captors, and we're all held hostage by these dictates that are. Many times they seem arbitrary. Dr. Fauci told us no masks, then one, then two, then one, and now we're told none. So he's been all over the place with masks. He's been quite evasive, using a pleasant term about the origins of the virus and distancing, all these scientific mandates that are really based on flimsy, if any, science. And we've been held hostage. We've had to stay home for months and businesses closed and masks and distancing and kids home from school, on and on. The whole country's been held hostage.
What's the situation in Colorado, by the way? Are you guys freed from the mask mandate, or is policy
we're free except in healthcare. Healthcare
okay.
is kind of a touchy area,
yeah.
And it's not clear, and we deal with an elderly population in our practice, so they've all been vaccinated. We've been vaccinated, so it's hard to know what the right thing to do, but we're still wearing masks, and that'll go on at least for the time being. But otherwise, it's mask-free. Yet there are certain stores that mandate masks. You go into a particular store, and it's like you have to wear a mask. And it seems to be more of the, you know, the more woke stores.
Right, and it seems to be the
more. My wife and I were at the mall the other day, and it was Apple and Lululemon and stores like that are, you know, kind of the woke brigade that are still have capacity limits and want you to wear a mask. And it's like, you know, next door store could care less. So it seems very arbitrary.
Well, I thought the woke crowd was the ones that were following the science. And I thought people like you and me and our listeners were the deniers. Suddenly, it's been turned around on its head, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to talk about who follows the science and who doesn't, have a conversation on the transgender movement and whether men that identify as women should be permitted to lift weights in the Olympics. That's a whole other subject.
I know. I saw that story today.
How dare you?
That was Greta checking in on you, doctor.
Exactly. So, you know, where's the science? There's the global warming crowd. There's poor science there. These models don't predict much of anything. And yet we have to tax ourselves into oblivion and give up fossil fuels and all that. So, they say follow the science when it's convenient for their narrative. When it's not, they don't. I gave an example of Joy Reid, she's a media person, and like her or not, she's knowledgeable about what's going on because that's her job. But she bragged about jogging alone in Central Park with two masks on, and she's been vaccinated. So what science is she following?
Well, I believe you said, you know, does she just, is she just virtue signaling, or is she doesn't understand anything, or is she an ignoramus? And I think in her case, she could be all of the above, couldn't she?
That's right. That's the final answer on the multiple choice question, A, B, and C.
have you noticed, though, doctor, and I just, like I said, I've been studying this. I think a lot of people have been since they did away with the mask mandate so belatedly here in Massachusetts on Saturday, that it seems like the higher income segments of the population and the so-called educated or who consider themselves educated people are hanging in with the masks and denying the science more than just working type people who've been going to work every day since this damn thing started.
I agree. And you look at who's showing up at the BLM rallies and the Antifa rallies and all of that. It's the white, educated, higher income liberals.
Yeah.
And that's the same crowd that's going to stay masked up forever.
Yeah, you mentioned this guy, Joe Glickman, who was in that New York Times story. This is a guy, he's a photographer in New York, upstate New York, and he's been fully vaccinated, and he's had COVID. And yet he says he is double masked, and he said he takes goggles and the mask, and he's not going to give it up for 5 years. I mean, this is a psychosis at some point. I mean, I'm not a doctor like you are, but at some point this reaches the level of a psychosis, a syndrome, doesn't it?
It really does. It's a kind of paranoia over, you know, I don't believe that I'm safe. It's like somebody that doesn't go out of their house. Agoraphobia or whatever it's called. They're afraid to go out of their house because who knows what might happen, and they just say locked up forever.
Yeah, I have someone in my family who's in that situation, believe it or not. And I talked to a guy today. I won't say where I talked to him, but he has a practice, and he got two calls from women today who are basically melting down over this, that they now have to go outside and run into people that aren't wearing masks.
Yeah, no, it's. I think everybody's been so traumatized. So is it a Stockholm syndrome or just kind of a PTSD where a face without a mask is a triggering event, sort of like a car backfiring to a war veteran who's, you know, lived through IEDs and explosions, and they hear that backfire and they melt down because it's a PTSD scenario. Maybe it's that. I don't know. I don't know what's triggering it, but it's clearly not normal. And I threw out Stockholm syndrome as a possibility because it's like they're identifying with the tyrants and captors that keep us all locked up forever.
Right. I sure hope it doesn't get recognized as a PTSD because we see people in the public sector, you know, claiming PTSD and getting out, going out on early pensions when they just have serious drinking problems and getting,
sure.
I'm serious about that. You know,
no, you're right. Soon as there's a medical diagnosis attached to it, then comes disability and workman's comp and you name it. And it's a boondoggle for the lawyers and And it's going to cost everybody. It's a way to get money, and people will take advantage. But where does it end? I mean, if people want to wear masks, have at it. There are Asian countries long before this pandemic that in Asian countries people wear masks. And is it because of pollution or because they have a cold or they just feel better? But you go on a subway in Beijing and half the people are wearing masks.
Right.
No big deal. I mean, to each their own. But these people are... This has not been a part of American life, and it's going to be hard for these people. If they really want to do it, have at it. But, you know, there's the Doonesbury character that used to run around with a football helmet all the time. This is from a long time ago.
I remember. I remember him, yeah.
You know, you're worried about falling, so wear a helmet all the time. Wear a seatbelt in your house. Put a seatbelt on your dining room chair in case you fall out.
No, I think you said that. I mean that, you know, theoretically, if you put a if you put a seatbelt on your easy chair or your chair in the office, it might prevent a couple of deaths a year. Do you really need to have that as a requirement, a regulation for the state?
Falls are one of the leading causes of death in the elderly, and it's. Falls are not something to laugh at, but are you going to make the elderly wear a seatbelt every time they sit down? I mean, come on. Yeah, you might prevent a few falls and a few head injuries, but where does it go from, you know, common sense to absolute absurdity? And that's where this is going.
Yeah, there's a woman.
To each their own. If somebody wants to drive around in their car all alone with mask and a face shield, have at it. You know, doesn't bother me. I find it amusing.
Yeah, someone just texted me about an hour ago and said they saw a person like that in a woman in a car with a mask by herself, and he said he just looked down at the bumper sticker, and sure enough, Biden Harris. That's what she had.
Nowadays you don't need the bumper sticker. Those people can take their bumper stickers off, because if you're driving alone with a mask, we know who you voted for.
I know, but I'd rather have them wearing a button, doctor. You know, just say, you know, Biden Harris, rather than have the mask on, because then that way they don't have to give me a dirty look. There was a woman that apparently Slate has some kind of advice column, and a woman wrote in and said that her husband was so terrified of catching COVID that he wears a mask 24 hours a day, even when he's making love to her. And he said, he never takes it off. And on top of everything else, it starts to smell bad, but he won't take, he says, no, we don't know all the science, but we know enough about the science to know it's not going to kill us. How much more science do you need to know, doctor? Right?
We don't know how to cure the cold. We don't know how big the universe is. We don't know when we're going to get hit by a meteor. So, yeah, there's a lot of science we don't know that could be, you know, pretty inconvenient if, you know, the sun burns out or there's a supernova explosion that incinerates us. Yeah, we don't know that either. But what are you going to do? Wear a mask to prevent a meteor?
Right.
So,
if the UFOs get tired of buzzing the aircraft carriers and start to land like a War of the Worlds, you know, that's another problem.
Exactly. And nobody thinks about the consequences of constant mask wearing. I bet the dentists are delighted these days because they're, you know, people are rotting their mouths, rebreathing carbon dioxide that turns into, you know, carbonic acid or whatnot. And that's certainly not good for your teeth and your oral hygiene and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
If we were meant to wear masks, we'd probably be born with one.
Right. We would have evolved.
We're meant to breathe.
Right. And how about these female track runners? We know of a few of them have just, you know, fainted or keeled over in sprints while they were wearing a mask. It's insane, especially as the weather gets warmer.
For athletes, it's horrible. I'm a Cornell grad and I rode, so I get the alumni news on rowing, and I see these poor rowers out there rowing with masks on.
Oh, wow.
And rowing is one of the most intense cardiovascular sports.
Right.
You can't breathe enough air in when you're tired. And to make these guys and gals wear a mask? I mean, they're out on Lake Cayuga, and the sun's shining and the breeze is blowing.
I know they're on the Charles River too. We see them in the Charles River. Yeah. Doctor, we got a break, but I like your column. It's always a great pleasure to talk to you. That's Dr. Brian Joondeff. He's an MD, and you can get his column at Howie's Homework at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. You know what I miss? A real true break. Not a running away from your life break where you go hide in the bathroom or throw your phone in a drawer or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned, a shortcut that you give yourself that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers meals to your door. It lets you skip the grocery store. The mask mandate may be gone, but you still have to put up with Karens and a lot of hassles. With HelloFresh, they're delivering it right to your door with no contact. It isn't takeout or some space food that you microwave for 10 minutes. These are whole restaurant-quality meals made with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that you prepare in as little as 20 minutes, and they're always good. The listener I've been talking to who's ordered it, she and her husband love it now. She just had steak and cherry sauce. Cherry sauce. Who would have ever thought of cherry sauce? She said it was delicious. It's something new to try. Break out of the rut. Break out of the routine. The great thing about HelloFresh is it sends all the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free. You get easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every step, and they send you the seasoning, like the cherries, so you don't have to buy a jar of cherries or go to the produce section to get cherries. They come right in the box along with the steak. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you will never run out of meals to try. You can order lunch or breakfast. You can order vegan. You can order low-cal, anything, any kind of food you want. And something else you can feel good about, HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. There's so many scams. When we come back, I'm going to read you a story from CBS News. Yesterday we told you about all, NBC News was reporting all these people want to get their student loan debts paid off. Hey, you know what? I'd like $50,000. That's basically what it boiled down to. So now you have these gig workers. The CBS has got a story to get in on their own sob story. Gig workers, you know, people that, you know, work as freelance, housekeeping, Uber drivers, etc. None of them want to go back to work. And so all of these new groups have come into being to defend them. It's like there used to be a rep from Milford, Marie Parente. I don't know if she's even, I think she's probably dead now. She used to call it the welfare industrial complex. And the welfare industrial complex is coming together here to keep all of these scams going. It's just amazing. Here's a story I didn't get to. This was in the Wall Street Journal last week. Another COVID scam. This is another one. You may not have heard about this one. Charges filed alleging COVID billing scams. So what there are about a dozen people have been charged so far by federal prosecutors last week with participating in fraud schemes relating to the pandemic. These are they're billing the government for medical procedures. This is not to be connected to the PPP scam, which is getting money for businesses that don't exist, or the PUA scam, getting unemployment money when you never had a job or for somebody who didn't exist. This is billing the Medicare and Medicaid for things you didn't do. The new cases collectively account for around $143 million in allegedly fraudulent bills to government health care programs. Can someone say tip of the iceberg? I'm Howie Carr.